All right, good evening. And so we need to get started because I have a meeting shortly, so let's roll.
Romeo, Bill was just running through Dick LeBeau's resume, and you know how hard it is to coach this league, let alone to last in this league. How much respect do you have for what he's done with that franchise?
Tremendous respect. I mean, because he's one of the best in the game, you know, as a defensive coordinator for the length of the time he's been doing it and the fact that he's still doing it. You know, he also played in the league, so, you know, his resume is a tremendous resume.
Everyone mentions the blitzing, but what also stands out to you about a Dick LeBeau defense?
But they're very well disciplined. They are a very well disciplined defense. You know, they teach technique, players understand the technique, play within the scheme, and are very successful. And so all of those things show up, you know, and I know people talk about Troy a lot, and Troy will take some chances, but I think Troy takes calculated risk is what he does. But the discipline of the defense allows him to do some of that.
I know sometimes defensive linemen are taught to just lay on the ball when they get a fumble. Seems like your guys are not taught that way. What, can you talk about your philosophy on those things?
Well, anytime you can recover a fumble, we want possession of the ball. But if there's nobody around you or if they're your guys around you, then you can get up and run with it, you know. And generally, defensive linemen don't run very far when they get up. But, you know, J.J. is a different kind of cat. So he was able to run for a touchdown when he recovered the fumble. But, you know, we look for opportunities, and when we get them, we take them. And you have to make a good decision, you know, about whether you get up and run with it or whether you secure the ball. But the most important thing is to secure the ball.
Coach, one of the obvious suspects is Ben Roethlisberger getting him down to the ground. Kind of talk about the pressure you have to put on that guy to get him down to the ground and
Well, yeah, Ben, you know, has a lot of experience in the league, and he's a big, strong quarterback, strong arm, moves well in the pocket. He can avoid the rush, keep plays alive, throw the ball down the field. And then when guys are able to get around him or get a piece of him, he doesn't go down easily, you know, and he's able to stay on his feet. He can avoid sacks. And so the thing that you have to do is you have to try to contain him in the pocket so that he doesn't have that avenue to slide out and play for time. And I think that if you can contain him in the pocket, that helps. Now, containing him in the pocket allows him to throw the ball down the field some. So, you know, there's a thin line there. So you have to get even rush all the way around. You got to get guys pushing in the middle so that he's not able to step up. And then you have to collapse the pocket from the outside so that he feels the pressure and maybe have to get rid of the ball before he wants to. It's kind of early to be talking about all that. I hope he keeps playing like he does and keeps making those kind of plays, and then I think it'll be cut and dry.
I mean, how do you handle potentially getting Clowney back this week? Bill said it's still iffy and he's 50-50. I mean, would you like to get him out there on the actual practice field and be able to coach him in situations, or is he learning enough on the sideline in film rooms and et cetera to be able to plug him in there?
Well, generally, you know, a guy needs to be on the practice field to play his best, you know. So we are hoping to get him on a practice field to find out what he can do, and then we'll make a determination.
Sometimes how concerned are you about guys going for the strip instead of the tackle? I know, I'm sure you.
Yeah, that. Well, you just keep putting emphasis on it and telling the guys that the first guy needs to tackle the ball carrier, then everybody else can come and try to strip. A lot of times the first guy tries to strip and then you miss the strip and you also miss the tackle, and then they're added yards. And you try to get them to understand that yards after the catch, you know, are yards that count against you. So let's make the tackle, and the first guy is the guy who needs to wrap up to ensure that.
When you looked at the Colts tape, what did you see with that 24-0 start and kind of the lapses on defense?
Yeah, we had a few lapses, and that allowed a 24-0 start. But to their credit, they fought back and made it a competitive game. And if we don't spot them a couple touchdowns, you know, it could be a different game. But the things that happen, and when you dig yourself a hole it's hard to get out of the hole in this league because, you know, you're facing some pretty good people week in and week out. So I think the lesson hopefully we learned is not to get down like we got down against a good quarterback and a good team. Well, you know, the time that I was with Joe, he was still a young man trying to make his way in this game, and he's done very well at that. But I think that when you look at draft day and where he was on draft day, that says a lot about him. He didn't want to go to New York, and he was out fishing with his dad, you know, so that says a lot about his makeup and his mentality, and I think that he carries that into the league, and that's why he's such a good player.
Did you see that he would become?
Well, he's a pretty good athlete, and he's got length, you know, size, and he's got the right attitude and approach to the game, and so if you got those kind of things, then your career can be a long one.
Antonio Brown was even a more difficult challenge than T.Y. Hilton was, I guess, last Thursday?
Well, in the fact that the quarterback relies on him. You know, he's one of his go-to guys. And so when he reads the coverage and he gets the coverage that he wants, then he's throwing it to him. And usually when he throws it to him, it's a 30-yard gain. You know, so we have to be cognizant of that and try to do some things to slow him down.
Le'Veon Bell, I guess the same situation. Defending against the back.
Yeah, he's a pretty good runner. He will block. And also, you know, he catches the ball. You know, so he's an all-around back that you just can't leave him. So if you've got him in coverage, you better be on him because Ben will go to him.
Home game, like last primetime game, the primetime experience that this team had, these young players especially, a lot of noise and everything, will it help you when
I hope so, you know, because you should learn from experience, and we've experienced, I think the last two games were big games for us and these young players, and if we learn from those experiences, hopefully it'll help us on Monday night.
Coach, Jadeveon said to you that he wants to play Monday night.
I don't ask him because I'm not the trainer, you know. And when they put him back on the field, that's when, you know, we'll coach him. He's in the meetings and he's attentive and all of those things. But until he gets on the field, I mean, what I say or what he tells me doesn't make any difference. It's what the trainer says. And when the trainer says he can come on the field, then we'll work with him.
Romeo, you've got a lot of success in different stadiums, but what's your best memory in Pittsburgh?
We played a playoff game when Cordell Stewart was the quarterback, and no one thought that we could win. I was at New England at the time, and we were able to go up there and win the playoff game. And so that's the best experience so far.
Thank you.